Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
There's a bit of a teacher shortage in BC.
A bit. There's still 400 vacant BC teacher positions after we're already into the school year.
Like over a month into the school year. I had no idea we were missing hundreds of teachers. I mean, certainly if you know anyone in the education system, they can probably be the first to tell you that.
So are these classes going teacherless? Like, is it just students running wild?
It's just anarchy. It's pure anarchy.
That's exactly what happens. And that's why you do end up seeing quite a few people, quite a few kids in one classroom when we have the overcrowding is becoming an issue. And with it, it looks like we do need some more teachers in BC.
Well, we know just the person. Producer Jordan? We've got random subjects
inside
this bucket here.
Yeah, consider this sort of your
job interview.
Practical job interview.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's begin here. So again, try to explain this as if you were trying to explain this to a classroom of kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like an elementary school level.
Elementary.
Yeah.
That changes things too.
Thank you.
We've got a bucket here.
Okay. So producer Jordan, your first topic is obtuse angles. Obtuse angles. Go ahead.
Okay, class. Today we're going to be doing mathematics. We're going to learn about angles. To be exact, obtuse angles.
Are you searching? Are you Googling this as you speak?
No, I just have my
iPhone.
Drag
it out. Well, it is.
An obtuse angle, by the way, is the bigger of the angles. It's anything past 90 degrees, I'm pretty sure.
But less than?
But less than 160 or 180.
180, that's right. Good job.
Wow.
So class, I hope you learned just how I've learned. It's a learning experience for both of us.
Yeah. What we learned is not confidence in that segment. But obtuse triangle. Okay, well, he did pretty good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Let's get him to the next grade.
Pretty well. Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I know. You are not passing class.
No.
Okay, so the next topic we're going to give you, producer Jordan, photosynthesis.
Oh, I know this.
Great. Explain it to the class.
Class, I know this answer.
That's how most teachers start their lesson plans.
Oh, thank God, I know this one.
Photosynthesis is for plants. When they are growing, the photosynthesis is the sun that feeds the energy to the plant to help it grow. I don't know more than that, but that's my simplified version. Let's keep it easy.
Okay, everyone on your phones for the next half hour. Yeah. Have fun, kids. That's good.
That's very good.
Okay. Yeah, converting light energy into chemical energy.
Yes.
Love that. Okay.
Great. Oh, he's doing so good. Okay.
It's nature's like Miracle-Gro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
The Titanic. Can you teach the class about the Titanic? Again, this is because we heard the story that there's 400 vacant BC teacher positions.
Okay.
Producer Jordan is going to get his job interview right now. Can you explain to the class the story of the Titanic?
There was rich and poor people on a boat. Some won their way on. Some bought their way on. The boat, well, there's a rich girl that had a husband that decided to get around a little. And she cheated. Mm-hmm. And then they hit an iceberg. And the boat went down.
Then Celine Dion started singing.
She sang for them, yes. There was a door that was floating in the ocean. There wasn't enough room apparently for both, but there was room. Jack died for no reason.
So this is why you can't just watch the movie, kids.
So, you know, it's one thing when the students try to cheat the system by watching the movie version of the book. It's another thing when the teacher himself will actually try to cheat from the movie.
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia.
Kiss Radio.